You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Texas. The Financial Times headline tells us a story that looks romantic and dramatic. Texas Republicans fail in move to curb renewable energy projects. I go immediately to my very good Texas colleague, Bud Weinstein. Bud is right now a retired associate director of the McGuire Institute at SMU and professor emeritus of applied economics at the University of North Texas, a fellow of Good Enough College, and my correspondent to Texas Power. This is a hot state, as in everybody moved to Texas, unless they have a outpost in Florida. But in the winter of 21, Bud and I were on air together conversing about what happened when everything failed and Texas lost power for big pieces of the population. Let's not have that again. However, this headline in the Financial Times tells me that something's not logical. You need all the power you can find. And that means non-renewable power, power that you can depend upon 24 hours a day. But a very good evening to you. Let's do the politics first, and then we'll talk common sense.
Okay.
The Texas Republicans did not move a renewable energy project. That seems anti-renewable. That seems strange given the posture of the Republican Party in Washington and the remarks made by the president and his supporters about renewable versus fossil fuel. Please explain what's happened. What do these Texas Republicans see that I don't see?
John, it's all about the money. Most people don't know it, but Texas, in addition to being the number one producer of crude oil and natural gas, is also number one in wind power and number two in solar. In fact, for the last 2 years, we've invested more in solar than any other state, and Texas could well become number one in solar in a couple of years, surpassing California. So we get about 35% of our electricity from renewables. But I think the real reason the Republican-dominated legislature did not embrace anti-renewable legislation is because most of these wind farms and solar farms are in Republican districts. And they produce jobs, they produce tax revenue, they make a lot of farmers and ranchers wealthy. So no surprise there, the Republican legislature was not going to kill the golden goose.
So ideology meets pocketbook, pocketbook wins. That's great. I understand that now, except for the doubts about renewable energy. You've written about this. We've talked about it. Was that raised in the legislature? What are you guys doing here? We can't count on it. The wind doesn't always blow, even in Texas.
But after the deep freeze of 2021, the legislature and the grid regulator passed laws and regulations to harden the grid. We also have a program in place that incentivizes companies to build new gas-fired plants. They can get low-interest loans that are guaranteed by the state of Texas. And as a result, we're seeing something like 5 new gigawatts of gas-fired generation being constructed right now. So while renewables have played an increasing role in the power grid, we're also investing in baseload here in Texas. And unlike in other parts of the country, we're not shutting down our coal plants.
What we have here then is a modern version of everything is being used in order to generate electricity. Let's review.
Remember, John, that Texas is the fastest growing state in terms of population, in terms of jobs. We're getting lots of new investments in artificial intelligence, solar farms, and other power hungry industries. So we need those kilowatts, and we are investing in those kilowatts.
What I want to understand then is the politics of this. An anti-renewable bill is just common sense, even if you're earning money on it, because of the enormous amount of subsidies that flowed out from the Biden years. Are those subsidies drying up? Are they going away, or are they continuing to subsidize the building of solar farms and wind farms? And remember, I've learned from other places that cost of the electricity from renewables is very high, if not subsidized.
Well, that remains to be seen. The big, beautiful bill that Trump now has before the U.S. Senate would reduce or remove most subsidies for renewable energy. So even if those provisions are retained, it's a 3 to 4 year phase out. So investors in wind and solar batteries will still be able to get some federal tax breaks for the next 3 to 4 years. But it will also be a good test to see if these renewable projects can stand up to the market, if they truly make sense. So I've been arguing for years that it's time to get rid of some of these egregious subsidies for renewables and put energy on a level playing field and let investors and consumers decide what type of energy they want to use.
Is there a consensus in the political life of Texas that you need everything? As you've taught me, Bud, has that now taken hold of all, even the Texas Republicans who like the subsidies? Do they understand you need to build everything?
I believe so. This has been a key political and economic issue ever since the freeze of 2021, to make sure that our grid is reliable, that it's resilient, and that we have enough power to meet the needs of today and the needs of tomorrow. And I think Texas, on balance, is doing a pretty good job by embracing all forms of energy: nuclear, oil, gas, renewables, coal, everything that's available that makes economic sense.
Now we move to what is to be done, because at the same time the FT is featuring Texas Republicans reject anti-renewable bill, but is published at Real Clear Energy a reintroduction of the coal-fired plants that have been shut down for years now and never to be reopened, we're told. What does coal represent that we didn't see, or the Obama years, the Biden years, even the Trump years didn't see before, Bud?
Coal has gotten a bad rap, and some of it's deserved. I mean, coal plants do produce more particulates, more carbon dioxide than natural gas and other types of power generation. But I think there's a growing recognition that we need to keep the nation's remaining coal plants online. I say remaining because in 2010, there were about 500 coal-fired power plants operating across the United States, and today there are only 200. So we've lost thousands of megawatts of power generation, and importantly, baseload power generation. By baseload, we mean generation that's available 24/7, unlike renewables that are intermittent. And a lot of the problems that we've seen on the nation's power grids, including a recent blackout in Louisiana, resulted from the fact that the grid was overly reliant on renewables. All of a sudden, those renewables weren't available. So demand exceeded supply, and that tripped the number of transformers that resulted in a power outage for several hundred thousand customers in Louisiana. And then you may recall, I think it was back in April, there was a huge blackout in the Iberian Peninsula. Most of Spain and Portugal didn't have power for a day. And again, that was because of over-reliance on renewables and not having enough backup or baseload power. So I think the conversation is changing. You remember a few years ago, everybody was talking about natural gas being the bridge fuel to this brave new future of renewable energy. Well, now natural gas is being recognized as an important part of the future of baseload energy in the U.S., and coal is the new bridge fuel. And that's why I think it's critical that we keep those 200 remaining coal plants operating throughout their economic or technological lives. And I do give the Trump administration credit because they have imposed a de facto moratorium on coal-fired plant closures. So that's going to be important this summer as things heat up, and we need that baseload power to keep the electricity on the grid, to keep the air conditioning running, and basically so we don't have brownouts and blackouts across the country.
You mentioned the blackout in Europe. I smiled as I read the aftermath of that because immediately Denmark, Norway, and Sweden talked about reversing themselves on nuclear power. They're heavily into renewables with wind power, and they realize, yikes, it doesn't work. Baseload makes sense to them. Does it make sense to Texas now that coal is going to deal with the baseload problems that come up in the hot summers? We have about a minute, Bud.
Well, I think for the next decade, certainly coal is going to be important. I don't believe any company is going to build a new coal-fired power plant for a variety of reasons. We haven't seen a new coal plant built in more than a decade. But we do have coal producing about 16-17% of the nation's power, and it is reliable. It's always on. It's 24/7, and it provides important backup for those periods when the sun's not shining and the wind's not blowing.
Bernard Weinstein, Bud Weinstein, retired associate director, McGuire Energy Institute at SMU.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.